building.
All right, so we're in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi. No, we're after Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Sevez. V'chein tkiyos ma'akva zozo. The tkiyos are ma'akev each other. V'hani milish eni yodea ela mixas ha-siman shalo yasa oso mixas she'odea. Which means, if you don't know some of tkiyah, shvaram chua tkiyah, so you shouldn't just blow one of those. Aval tashrat, tashrat, harat, ein ma'akun zezeh. But the whole word is that we're not sure whether trua is trua or shvarim trua. So it's not that, well, if you only know how to do shvarim trua, then you shouldn't do shvarim or trua. I guess that's not really possible. But if you only know how to do trua, then you shouldn't, it's not that, oh, well, then you shouldn't do anything because you're not going to do shvarim. No, you can do just the trua of the tkia, trua, tkia, or just the shvarim of the tkia, shvarim, tkia, etc. But you can't just do a tkia or just do a shvarim. If you know how to do one of them or two of the set, so then you might as well do that. Shmona Esrei is not ma'akev the tkios, and tkios are ma'akev the Shmona Esrei. V'chein sidron ain't a ma'akev, so to the order of the tkios is not ma'akev. So says what Mishnah Berurah, what this means, v'chein sidron ain't a ma'akev, means you can blow shofar before you damash Shmona Esrei, you can damash Shmona Esrei before you blow shofar. It doesn't matter either way, you will be yotze. Simen Tav Kapsari Dalid. Yachad Shalo Taka. Chaver Yachol Eskolo Latziu De Chavaso. If somebody did not blow shofar, their friend can blow shofar for them. Aval Yachad Shalo Espal Teisha Brachas Ein Chaver Yachol Latziu. But if somebody doesn't daven Shmona Esrei, someone else can't daven Shmona Esrei for you. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because Tefillah requires everyone to ask for Rachmim on their own. They can't have a Shaliach. The only time that a Shaliach would work is if you're davening the Minyan, so a Shaliach Tzibur could be motzi you. But otherwise, even though someone can blow shofar for you, they can't daven for you. The Ramad brings a different opinion, which says that you really can be yotze with your friend if you are unable to daven. Someone who doesn't know how to blow shofar, and they also don't know how to daven Shmona Esrei. And he has two cities. And in one place he'll be able to daven musaf, but no shofar. And the other, he could hear shofar, but no musaf. You should go to the tkiyah shofar, because tkiyah shofar is doraisa, whereas brachos of Shmona Esrei is only the rabbanan. And even if it's a suffik, whether you'll be able to blow shofar there, and vada, you'll be able to daven musaf in the other place, a suffik on the doraisa beats the vada, the rabbanan. The Ramah is, miyum yachol leil chamakam shemispalin, via shehus bayom sheyish ma'achar kachat tkiyos, makam shetokin, yitayim shteh mitzos, cholim kasha liskoa. If you can get to the place where they're going to daven, and then make it to the place where they'll blow shofar, so you should do that, but not the other way around, because if you go to the place where they're blowing shofar, you might not make it in time to be able to daven musaf in the other place, which can't be done after the seventh hour, whereas shofar can be done the entire day. After davening, we blow the shofar, we have a tkia gedola, without a trua at all. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is in order to confuse the Satan so that he doesn't start saying, hey, they finished davening and now they're going out to eat and drink and they're happy, why aren't they scared of the din? But we are not knowing to do this at the end of davening. Rather, we do it at the end. Different opinions, the Mishnah Berurah says, as to when to do it, whether you do it at the end of the first set, or you do it at the end of Kiyos Dim Yushav, end of Kiyos Dim Umud, or just at the end of davening. There are Yeshukam Nogan, Lassor, the Skolos, Shoshim Kolos. Some do an extra 30 kolos at the end to get up to 100, as the Shla says. Ulachashe Yatsu Bazeh, Shuvain, Leskolos, Bechina. But once you got your 100, then you can't blow shofar for no reason anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says that since you don't need to blow shofar anymore, it now becomes like every other Yantif, and there is a Isser Durabanan to blow the shofar. The Taz says that Rosh Hashanah is different, and really you would be able to blow shofar the whole day, but most Achronim agree with the Ramah and say you could not blow shofar the rest of the day. What about carrying it? So for sure that's going to be okay, because you could always carry it to blow shofar for other people. But Hotzah would be a problem if it is for no purpose. Aval Katan Afilu Higia L'chinuch Mutter Lomar Lo She'yiska U'mutter Lo Liska Kol Hayom. A child would be able to blow shofar to practice if he wants to, and he can blow it the entire day.